Friend of the program, ESPN Milwaukee's Jen Latta in studio with us this morning.
Good morning, guys. So sometimes we talk about like social mores and like how to behave in social settings. And I believe in being a good person and contributing to society. And so I'm picking up my daughters from dance class the other day. And my daughters are 6 and 4. So they walk out the door that I was holding for them and they start walking towards the car. It's a long sidewalk. I'm parked towards the end. So that's fine. And then the family that's behind us in close proximity walks through the door as well. And they've got littles, right? Mm-hmm. And the mom says, thank you so much. I said, yeah, no problem. And then the next family walks through and the dad not really paying attention. He's on his phone, but the kids are walking through.
Doors open.
Doesn't say thank you. He's just like, happy to be on his phone scrolling. And then another family walks through. And then another family walks through. And then another family. I'm not being hyperbolic. I'm not exaggerating. 7 families after mine walked through the door I was holding. Now, by this point, my daughters are way down at the end. They're going to pass my car because they're oblivious. And I'm going, And so there's a little girl. She's standing in the door. And I'm like, baby girl, you have to go back inside. You can't, because your mom's not here yet, and I'm not going to continue holding the door for the parade of people who are leaving said dance class. And I wondered if there was a number of people that your obligation to hold the door for. Once you've done that, you're done.
Like, is it number of people? Is it total duration? Time elapsed?
These are great questions. No. I would love for you to help me through
this. One unit. It's you let that first unit go, and then it's up to the
next
then someone
one
else has to take on.
But
take on
the responsibility. I imagine that the next one didn't realize that I had held the door for so many people, right? And like, it's a little chaotic. You got tiny little kids who are, toddling out of the dance studio, and there's a parking lot there, so people are being conscious of not having the kids run out. So I was trying again to be a good citizen and do my good deed for the day. And that's it. Just the one. I mean, how many good deeds does one person really have to do?
That is your
here?
One
but
for the day.
I was trying to, and then I was like, okay. And then I was like, baby, you have to go back inside. Like, I put my hand in front of this child's face and was like, go back inside. I can't hold the door any longer. My children are now in the street. was I wrong in that? Should I have kept holding until somebody took
totally
it over?
No, right there. In fact, you probably did that family a favor because the little is out in front of mom or dad, right? And you don't want her wandering off into the parking lot. You don't want to be responsible for that.
Yeah. And again, if I had waited for her party, as you mentioned, party unit, if you will, to come out, then it's even longer. Now my girls are in Cedarburg.
Why don't y'all just walk home? I mom's got to hold the door.
If you just let go of the door, that would have pushed her back into the building, probably, the heaviness of the door.
Or but hit her in the face. Just saying.
But I would suggest that, I think it's on the party to eventually go, so, thank you. Even if they don't need the hold to the door, saying thank you to you for me is, okay, now I got it. I have to take this responsibility on now. Yeah.
It was not only insane to me that so many people passed through as though I were a doorman. I was saying I should have put my little white glove hand out for a tip.
Hey, a little something.
That only one person said thank you.
That's poor form.
The next layer of it is, are we now not thanking people for holding the door for us? What is happening?
No, I mean, it's to the point that we're generally so kind that if you got a 2-door entry, you're going into the Quick Trip, you enter, hold the door for the guy, thanks.
Then you next do the next one.
Thank you.
Yes.
Again.
It's like, how many
you.
God bless yous do you get?
Yes.
If you sneeze more than 3 times, I'm not giving you anymore. I gave you the 3 God bless yous.
You going to be here when I leave? WTMJ Forecast was sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. Thanks, Jen.
See you guys.